Prior to spending time looking at the art in this exhibition, then listen to a short explanation of what you are about to experience. Every department of study at Baylor University offers one or more degree plans for students to pursue. A student pursuing and meeting all the requirements for a BFA degree will graduate as a Bachelor of Fine Arts. The requirements for this degree include taking the core classes Baylor requires of all students, foundation courses required by the Department of Art and Art History, and classes directly related to their chosen field of study or art medium. Students supplement their learning by taking studio art classes in other areas. Students within the program can study art history or select a studio major in ceramics, fiber design, graphic design, painting, photography, printmaking, or sculpture. As a requirement for graduation, studio majors must create and show 7 to 10 works in their chosen media, accompanied by a document called an artist statement. The purpose of the artist statement is to provide museum guests insight into the artist and/or the focus of the works created. At this time, we are going to be exploring works created by a painting major and a photography major. Walk over to the paintings on display. Soft music will play for approximately 10 minutes while you explore each of these two groups of art. Begin by reading the artist statement and then take a closer look at the work created. When you have finished looking at the paintings, move on to the photography and repeat the process.
Thank you.
You may now move to one of the graphic design displays. We'll start this portion of the tour with a description of what the students learn and what is required of them to make a BFA exhibition come to life. Following the description, music will play for the remainder of your time in this tour. The Martin Museum of Art hosts 2 to 3 BFA exhibitions each year. It is becoming more and more common for us to host 2 spring BFA exhibitions as a result of more students graduating during that semester. Students gained real-life experience through the process. Through direct interaction with the museum staff, they learn about contracts and insurance, assigning value to their works, submitting required information to a host museum for display planning, such as dimensions for each work, titles, and notifying the museum of any special needs required to display specific works of art. The museum also guides and assists the students through the process known as installation. Installation involves carrying out a pre-approved design layout plan. The students have 2 days to work on hanging their art. When they arrive, any art created to be hung on the wall must already be framed or mounted. The students are taught the formula for hanging these pieces at the proper height, recommendations for where to hang the artist statement and ID labels is also provided. Students are provided installation materials, such as painter's tape, used to mark where art will hang, tape measures, levels, professional-grade hot glue guns, nails, hammers, and specialty wire are also available as needed. Staff is on hand to teach them how to hang mounts and place pedestals. Graphic design students frequently display their product development samples on these surfaces. An important step in creating their portion of the exhibition is to ensure that they meet federal regulations for safety and accessibility. Graphic design students make a wide variety of work related to their studies. They write a statement related to one project. They also are required to develop a portfolio for guests to view related to other work created during their time here at Baylor. Please feel free to explore these notebooks, but do not touch any of the remainder of their work unless marked with a sign saying, "You are welcome to touch a specific creation." Continue to explore the creations of each of the graphic design majors. When the music ends, you are welcome to go to the desk and show your event pass to receive CAE credit. Thank you. Thank you for coming in today to the Martin Museum of Art.